There was a gate. It was locked. I unlocked it because I'm great like that. also, I had a key, so it wasn't that challenging.
I was going to say.
But then there were two cultists and like six of the little red fuckers. And they were talking about, you know, looting the whole fucking place. And they were asking the cultists, yeah, that they were asking, have you got everything? Did you steal the all the jewelry and whatnot? And the little red ones, they were like, yeah, we got it all. We've got the lot. And then that's what they were saying. So I'm thinking, yeah, maybe they're doing this, gathering all the treasure and then maybe taking it to the dragon?
Well, either way, I don't approve of this behaviour. You're not supposed to steal from someone.
You're definitely not wrong.
No, but I don't you think that we should do something about that?
Well, I mean, we can't kill them all.
We could try.
We will die.
I don't like it when people steal from others.
Dude, we will die. You're fucked.
That might be worth it, actually. I don't have very much to live for anyway, so...
No, listen, Toot, that's not what we're doing. We're not here for a suicide mission. We're going to help as many people as we can, bring them back to the castle, and then, you know, see what we do from there. But we're not going to go out there, guns blazing, get ourselves killed. That's not what we're doing.
But first and foremost, I think we should go back and tell the governor that, you know, tunnel is cleared. We did a good job.
Right, yeah.
Yeah?
But also, yeah. I mean, I'm just hypothesizing here.
What?
I've got a theory, yeah?
Oh, okay.
So if we just help as many people as we can, we bring them back to the keep, we make them safe, if we just let these people take what they want, I reckon they'll leave.
Yeah, it would seem like it. You know, if they're talking about the gold and the silver.
Right. So, I mean, we might be okay.
But we can't just let them take what they want. It's not theirs to take.
But it's better to let them take it and go than for everyone to die.
Yeah, no? Exactly.
Yeah, you could think...
Then we can find them later and, you know, sneakily kill them all in the sleep, maybe?
We're not dying over a few coppers here and there. You know, it's not worth it.
It's not just some coppers. It's
people's livelihoods. I get it. It's not a great situation, but we're not dying for it. Well, I'm not anyway.
Me neither, obviously. But, you know, we go to the governor, we tell him what we know, we tell him about your theory, and then maybe we can ask him, you know, we go out, get some people, get some back.
Right, yeah.
And we can tell him that, you know, the tunnel is safe. You can send out your guards to maybe get some people as well.
Right.
And then we wait this out because they just want the gold.
Right. Well, we think, anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, good theory, I think. If they're talking about it, that seems like the most important part.
Well, it looks like it, yeah?
Yeah.
Might be like that, but I just don't like their attitude at all.
No, it's a shitty attitude. I think we can all agree that burning a village and taking all their shit is a bad thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, everyone is on the same page, so we can just head back, yeah?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
This is very... It smells bad and I don't want to be here anymore.
Well, here's an idea. You lot go back and talk to the guy. I'll stay here and keep an eye out. In case they find this place, we don't want them rushing out the tunnel, you know, and killing everybody in the castle.
Okay, sure, yeah. But, you know, you might die.
No, I'll be fine. I can stay hidden.
Oh, so you would take down rats and stuff if by yourself?
There's no more rats.
And for now, there might be more.
I'll be fine. Look, I can get away. I'm rather slippery.
That doesn't matter. You're coming with us. You're coming back with us.
Toad, you know, he's a free man. He can do whatever he wants.
Let me do this.
We head back and we do what we were told and tell the governor about the things, yeah?
You'll be gone 5 minutes. I'll be all right.
I don't like this at all.
No, he's very capable. We saw him killing all the rats with the thing. Come on. Let's go to it.
I'll see you in a bit.
Stay safe, okay?
I will.
Bye, Nige.
Bye.
As you're running up the stairs, both Toot and Bernard, you see the wounded soldiers tending to their wounds, and you see several of the guards just running to the parapet and running up on the castle walls or the keep walls. You hear this roar once again, and it shivers down your spine. What would you like to do?
I look around and I see if I see Governor Nihil anyway.
As you run up to the parapet, you can actually see him standing there looking out as well.
I run up to him.
All right.
Hello, Mr. Governor.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, the tunnel, very clear.
Yes.
We killed some rats. They were very many of them, but you know, we handled it.
Interesting. What about your friend?
He's down there guarding. So
that's good.
So as to see if anyone enters, and also making sure that it is still clear. Now I'm wondering, we got pretty hurt in the rat fight. Do you have any like healing potions or anything like that?
So sorry. I wish I had.
Well,
but there should be something in the chapel.
Yeah, but where's that?
It's on the most northwest part. The city.
Okay, so we shall make that a priority to maybe get in there and get the chapel people out, yeah?
Have you seen this? He turns out and looks out towards the city. And as you look and turn your gaze into what he's looking at, you can see how so many bandits, cultists, kobolds, and different kinds of individuals are just building a circle outside the keep's walls. There seems to be a siege going on, as you can see how kobolds and bandits and other cultists are running around in different buildings, coming out with loot, loading it up to a caravan.
Yeah, I can see. And also a thing is my friend, you know, the small one, he heard them talk because he knows the language. And they talked about, you know, did they get everything, the gold, the silver, and they were going to bring it away, maybe, is our theory. So if we just hold in here and protect everyone, he thinks that they should just go away on their own when they have everything. And
might be true. Might not be. I'd give anything to know what we're up against and actually why they are here. But for that, we could use prisoners. Commander, even a low-ranking one, is probably the best. We need information at this date of time. He looks out and you can see how he points at one individual. Seems to be higher in status. You can see, it's hard to see from this distance, but you see purple robes building up one of the individuals around about one dozen of guards and cultists seem to be guarding them.
Yeah, would be good, but shouldn't the priority maybe be to help people?
We need to help everyone, and for that we need information, and sure, if you want to prioritize getting to the sanctuary and to the chapel, that is a good idea. We will find answers. But if you can get your hands on someone to take with you as a prisoner, that would be great.
Could I make a suggestion, perhaps?
Of course.
Please tell me if I'm far off or something. But, you know, a friend, the little one.
Nigel? Sure. I wouldn't call him little, that's...
The small one.
Yeah, I understand, but it's quite not the nicest thing to say to a halfling.
But, you know, he isn't here. So, you know, still, let's maybe prioritize...
No, I didn't mean to be hurtful, but...
What would you like of Nigel? Or what would you recommend?
Well, he said that... Didn't he say that he infiltrated one of the groups before... Or did I mishear that?
No, he said that he was part of this cult, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Or at least an infiltrator?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Perhaps he could be of use there and try to get some information that you need, Governor.
I'm sure he has, but we need immediate and directions and orders of why they're here. And for that, we could use one of them. If Nigel had that information, I'm sure he'd tell us straight away.
Yeah, and the theory about he thinks they should, they're going to collect all the gold and silver and bring it to the dragon. And that is his theory. And presumably, you know.
I mean, looking at it, he looks up to the sky and you can see how he's tracing the movements of the dragon flying over the city. That dragon could wipe us out instantly if it wanted to.
Yeah.
Do dragons eat jewelry and gold and silver and stuff? Do they eat that?
I have no clue. I don't think so. But it's not wiping us out.
Yeah, it's, exactly.
It's rather peculiar to me that it would not attack with full strength.
So they just want the gold? They want you guys alive?
I don't know. But well, we need answers.
Yeah.
We need answers. So if you find someone... A commander, just a regular bandit, whatever. Bring them to me and we'll ask them questions.
You got it.
And if you want to go to the sanctuary, into the chapel, that's totally up to you. I think there is a good way of actually rescuing several of very important citizens.
Do you have, like, any guys you could maybe send with us to, you know, stab people?
I can spare you 2 of my guards.
Cool.
Is that really enough for us?
I don't know, but I think you'll be traveling much better in shadows.
Yeah, you know, hiding.
True. Yeah, yeah. I'm not very good at hiding, actually, but...
And having soldiers is quite telling. And we'll probably run into more battles if their opportunity arises. So it's up to you. I can offer and spare 2 of my guards. But I can't spare more.
Okay, no, send them our way.
Fair enough.
I should bring them to Nigel, and he can say if he knows the cultists, and he can say if we want them or not. Otherwise, we'll send them back.
Are you leaving this minute?
Yeah.
Sure.
Fair enough. I'll send them down. You're taking the tunnel.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I'll send 2 of my guards down, and best of luck to you.
Vielen Dank.
He turns away and looks out towards the siege.
I look at Toot and I say, you know, you did a good job there. You have a way with words.
You really think so?
I really do. You have a wonderful way with words. You could persuade anyone of anything. I'm sure of it.
Okay, I'm not sure what you mean by that, but I would assume you're lying to me right now.
Why would I lie to you? I just want to say, like, you said what you wanted, and you got it, and everyone understood what you meant, and you're doing a great job here.
Okay.
Well, I just want to say, like...
Thank you, Bernie.
No problem, let's go.
Really sweet of you, actually.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just being honest with a new colleague of mine, you know. We need to keep together.
Yeah, of course. I'll try my best to protect you.
Thank you very much. You know, I don't have the armor that you have or the strength that you have. You're very strong as well. Look at your arms. They're so muscly.
Oh, that tickles.
No, I didn't mean to. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
You also look upon to it and you don't see any armor whatsoever.
No, but you know, the hide.
My thick skin.
Yeah.
As you gather up with Nigel in the basement, yep. The cellar floor. Nigel.
Yes.
Meanwhile.
Yes.
You haven't seen much. Did you want to scout and stay, like, far into the tunnel, or do you want to, like, keep an eye out? Side towards like the river or?
Yeah, I'm still in the tunnel but right at the opening.
Okay.
At the gate.
So during this time you haven't seen anyone actually pass It's been about 10, 15 minutes when you hear Toot and Bernard come back.
With two other dudes, or?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
Nigel. Oh, yeah? Is there anyone here?
No, we're clear.
Ah, cool. You know, we told him about the thing, and he wants us to, you know, go to the chapel, help those people, but if we find someone, that we bring them back as a prisoner so we can interrogate them and get information.
Yeah, right. That's a really good idea.
Also, he asked us if we wanted some people, and I said yes, so he's sending two soldiers. Good idea, bad idea?
I don't know. What kind of soldiers?
At this point, you hear the sound of metal against metal as two armored individuals walks down the staircase leading down to the cellar.
This type, I think.
Well, it's these blokes.
Yeah.
And you see them fully in armor, heavy armor, and they look ready. They look to you and they say, "We're supposed to follow."
All right, lads. Good to see you. Just, like, give me and my colleagues 2 seconds to confer about this whole thing.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I told the governor that, you know, if we didn't want them, we'd send them back. But you know the things about the cult, so, you know, I thought you should make the decision.
I'm just thinking, you know, there's a bunch of them out there. Like, maybe hundreds of them. And yeah. if we go around with two, like, for one, I know some greetings and, you know, some secret phrases and shit, so possibly I could talk to a few of the cultists and maybe avoid getting into trouble like that, but that would be really hard if we've got guards with us. Number two, I'm pretty sneaky, and if we, like, I could hear these guys when they came in the tunnel. I just reckon we're going to get into more trouble if we bring them along.
Yeah, no problem. I'll send them away.
What do you reckon?
Well, you got a good point there, but I think that maybe the more the merrier.
I don't... look, are we... So, before we go out there, do we want to fight our way to the chapel or do we want to try and avoid fights?
Avoid fights, definitely.
Yeah, I don't really like getting into fights, actually.
Okay, so if we bring these tin cans with us, we're going to get in more fights. Because you can hear them a mile off.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Nigel, I don't think that's a very nice thing to say to them, actually.
I'm sure they're lovely and capable and really good at what they do, but I don't think they're what we need at the moment.
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
He knows more about the dragons and the people than we do, so maybe we should trust him.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I trust the both of you, actually, but yeah, I don't know.
Look, the simple fact is, you know, not everybody is right for every job, yeah?
Is it like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Oh.
Different people are good at different things. Like you, for instance, you're really good at smashing things really hard.
Mm.
And I'm not. I go and, you know, I can't, you know, fight people. I can stab and run away. And then I'm pretty good at sneaking.
And he's got
magic. So we're good at different things, yeah?
Okay. I think I understand. But what do you think that the soldiers are good at? Maybe they also have different qualities that you know, could help us, like...
No, but, you know, they sound a lot, they make a lot of noise. I think it's if we want to avoid fights, maybe it's better to leave them here. Yeah. If we wanted to fight.
See, you see all that armor they got on?
Yeah, it's just not natural at all.
What, no, well...
Excuse me.
Yeah, mate.
Are we going?
No, I think you're staying, actually.
Guys, I just want to say, you look beautiful in your armor. You're doing a wonderful job, and I would trust my life with you.
Absolutely.
But, you know, Not for this situation. We were trying to sneak a bit.
Yeah, no, this is more like a under the radar thing.
We should probably run up to the walls then.
Right, yeah. I mean,
You'll
do that.
Protect the people. You'll do a great job.
Yep.
I love the armor.
What about guarding the tunnel then?
We'll ask for the governor to decide, innit?
Yeah.
We'll take the reports to the governor and see what we can do.
Okay. Right. Grand.
Good luck.
Good luck
guys.
To you.
Love you.
Auf Wiedersehen. I love you.
All right. So, what's the plan, guys?
Chapel.
That's a very vague plan, but you know.
All right. So,
it's what we have.
should I open the door and maybe try and sneak across to the end of the street and I can maybe light a torch and wave it around, make it clear that you guys can come over?
What street? Aren't we at the riverbank?
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's bound to be houses a bit further up,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay, sure, yeah. We'll wait here, and if you wave, we know it's safe to come, otherwise you'll come back.
Right, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
As you take your... and make your way towards the exit...
Yes.
Do you want to sneak a bit?
I want to sneak.
Go for it.
That's 25.
Mm. 25 stealth.
You're great at sneaking.
You come up to this river and you see no one like present this time. As you sneakily open the door and make your way outside, you can see the hill and the keep right behind you. On the other side, you see how, like, buildings and stuff is all the way on the other side. And you also see some buildings to your right, more immediate and closer.
Oh, I thought the... So I'm kind of discombobulated here. I thought on my right was the riverbed?
I meant if you turn around... towards the keep.
Right, okay, I've got buildings on my right then.
You have buildings
on
your right.
So it will be on my left when I leave the sewer.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll run across and I will try and actually move into one of the buildings that is, like, if any of the buildings has a window that is overlooking the sewer entrance, right. I want to try and sneak into that building.
Sure, you can do that. As you get into the building through an open window, you see how everything here is just chaos. All the drawers are opened. Every bits and pieces of furniture is just moved around. It seems to be a lot of pillaging going on.
Right.
But it seems to be empty and it's quiet.
Okay. I'll head upstairs. Or is it a two-story building
it's
or one?
One story.
Okay. Then I will stand in the window and I'll look outside and take a proper look, see if there's anybody around.
Roll a perception.
Okie dokie. 14.
14? You can see there's no buildings from the window where you're looking out at.
Right.
You can just see the top of the mill to your left, laying up on a hill. Other than that, it seems to be quiet on this side.
Okay.
Towards the river.
So I'll light the torch again and I'll just wave it inside the window.
All right.
And then extinguish it.
You see how a torch is being lit up, waved up, and then put out.
Ernie, did you see that?
Yeah, I think it's time that we leave, yeah?
Okay. How should we do it? Should we just make a run for it? Or do you want to try
I think we should do like Nigel did and, you know, cross over quickly and then sneak.
But I thought you said that we were good at different things.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes you can try. You know, I think it's better to try to hide than to You know, just run.
Okay, I'll try.
And then, you know, if we're bad at hiding, we can just, you know, get over there.
Okay, I'll do as you say.
All right, so go ahead and roll a stealth check, both of you.
Four.
That's awful.
16.
16 and 4. All right.
I knew it.
As you sneak through the fields up towards the building.
Yeah.
Two is not really keeping up with you, like staying down low, trying to sneak. It's more like boom, 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 boom.
I notice this, right?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. And then I whisper to her. You know what I said about, you know, when we're bad at it and we run? We should run now.
Yeah, right, like right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go!
And you start bolting. With that, two cultists seem to have noticed you. And you just hear, oh, there. What was that? As you press up against the wall at the back of the building, you hear this as well.
Ooh,
seems to be coming up from the side of the building.
So I'm standing looking out of the window. Is it to my right or my left?
Right.
So my right, okay. I'm going to knock an arrow on my short bow and sort of like peek out the window.
Okay.
I'm going to draw my crossbow as well.
Yeah. You have an opportunity to jump into the building with Nigel if you want to. You're standing at the wall where the window was open.
Can would, we see would, Nigel?
Yeah, you yeah. can.
Would two fit?
Sure.
Okay.
Then I jump in.
All right.
And I'll follow.
Okay, so you both jump in.
See, I'm not leaving you behind.
Acrobatics, both of you.
Oh, okay. 15.
18.
Not right. bad.
So both of you manage to get in and it's not making as much sound as you see two cultists round the corner and you can now see them and you have a clear shot if you want to, Nigel.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Go ahead, roll inside. With advantage.
Okie dokie. 18 to hit.
Hits.
Okay, and that's max damage on both dice. So 16 points of damage.
So you manage to down one of the cultists straight away. Silently, he just falls down. The other one is like continuing the conversation they had. Start walking a few feet before turns back and like, what? What are the other two doing?
I'm seeing that he shot a guy and... hearing that there were two people, I pull out my crossbow and I shoot.
Okay, so go ahead and roll an attack. You have an opportunity if you want to throw a javelin as well.
No.
Okay.
That's a 23 to hit.
Nice.
Max damage.
Damn.
That's 11.
And with that, you just hear as the other one falls down as well.
Nice, mate.
Yeah,
fucking great.
Du auch. That was sehr good.
Right, we're made for this, right?
Yeah.
You're good at so many things, guys.
Thanks. Should we... Yeah, maybe we should move the bodies, yeah?
Oh, yeah, into the window, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm not doing that. No.
Why not?
No dead bodies, please. No. Don't like that.
Toot, you must stay with the program and do what is best for the team.
Come on, toughen up.
Yeah, you're so strong. You can do this. You're an independent elephant woman. And you don't need no man to tell you what to do. And you can do everything. Yeah?
Two exactly. men telling her what to do.
Toot does not understand that at all, so...
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't need a man to tell me what to do. Of course I'll
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. So now come out here and help us lift the bodies.
It'll be fun.
I jump out. And I take out the bolt from the guy I shot.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll do the same thing.
Both of you had a clean shot and you recover
yeah.
one bolt and one arrow.
And then I'll drag one of the guys.
Right?
Maybe I can use my trunk to maybe...
You just take your trunk.
And just shove him in the window, Toot. Yes.
Both of you manage to grab one of the cultists, and you take them into the building.
Cool. Now we don't stay around, we go.
Right, we should move. Just one second. Yeah. I'll start rummaging through their possessions.
All right, go ahead and
see if I can find some orders or any sort of vital intelligence. Mm-hmm. Investigation.
Yep.
Okay, that's 15.
15. What you do find, of course, are the cultist robes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two of them if you want to. You find...
A bit too large for me, I assume.
Yeah. Probably cut them in the bottom if you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, they would be oversized for you. But it could probably fit at least one of you. You find two scimitars amongst the two. And you find two pouches of money. You can go through them and establish the fact that there is two gold, and a total of two gold and 45 silver.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, I'm just going to put that on my character sheet.
You don't, however, find anything of some sort of order or something like that. There seems to be nothing on them except for the very, very, like, immediate things they need for the pillaging.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, look, we've got two robes. We might actually be able to use them.
Yeah.
Sort of blend in, look like we're one of them.
Yeah, one of them would be about my size. Right. It seems. Yeah.
Yeah. And then maybe we could fashion the other one to suit me a bit better. And then you could be like our bodyguard or something. You're big and strong, right?
Well, yes, I am. And I just don't feel very comfortable with taking things from people who...
You don't have to take a thing, darling. No. I mean, you're fine.
I mean, first you kill them, then you steal from them. I don't...
But, you know, they're dead. They don't need the things anymore. And
no, you got to do what you got to do, right?
And they were not good guys. You know this.
No, but I kind of think that you're the same as them now.
Okay, well, we can save the philosophical debate for after all this, yeah?
The what?
The philosophical debate, like whether we're doing good or bad.
I've already decided.
Okay, well...
Well,
fine.
This is bad. We are not bad people. I don't think we should do this.
Okay, but you know, I think we should. So, close your eyes and then pretend it didn't happen.
Right, yeah.
And then I take one of the robes and put it on.
All right.
I'll do the same, but I'll try to cut off, like, a good few pieces of it to make it fit.
It's, roll me a dexterity check.
Okie dokie.
Me?
No. Nigel.
Nigel.
14?
Francois.
14. It's a bit rough around the edges at the bottom.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it looks like an oversized hoodie by this point.
Okay, cool.
But it's going all the way to the ground.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Can I open my eyes now?
Yep, you can open your eyes.
Whoa. You actually look pretty good.
Ooh, culties.
No, please don't scare me. I don't like it.
No, we're just joking. But, you know, if we run into some cultists, you can pretend, you know, just stay quiet and look strong.
Yeah, just leave the talking to me or him, but probably me, because I know the greetings and everything.
And the language.
Right.
So I should do like this.
No, you don't have to say anything. Just look menacing, yeah?
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
Good. Very good.
Really good face. I like it.
Do I look like I'm angry?
Yeah. Yeah, you look real miffed.
Angry?
Yeah.
Should I put my arms out like this and just kind of tense?
You know what? You do you in regards to arm position. But, you know, I trust you with that. You're doing a great job thus far. Should we go?
It's...
Yes, you're looking great.
It's quite hard to keep them like this.
Oh, well, don't do it then. You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, do what feels natural.
Okay, I'll just let them hang here then.
Right, well, okay, let's move.
Yeah.
All right. You're taking... There's a road going up to the main road from here. So you can take a road that goes northwards towards the main road if you want to. Otherwise, you can trace behind by the hill towards the keep behind the buildings.
I think we should stay, you know, as hidden as possible, even though we look like them. We don't want to interact too much with them, right?
No, if you don't have to, no, of course.
Nah, so we'll move stealthily behind the buildings and all.
Yeah, but not... It shouldn't look like we're sneaking.
No.
But, you know, we should move just... at places where we don't think they will be.
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah. And
so we do that.
Yeah, and one thing. Before we leave, I grab a scimitar.
All right.
And I just hold it. Okay. Uncomfortably.
All right, good to know. So you want to take behind the buildings and by the hill?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to stealth or just
walk normally?
Yeah, I think that's the better.
All right. So you do, and you walk behind the buildings and tracing the hill, seeing the keep. You see now, as you're getting closer and closer to the hill, and you see how lines and lines of raiders starting to build up the siege. And you're closing in to the same position as they're standing.
Around the citadel? Or around the...
Around the keep, yes.
Yeah.
Mate?
Yeah?
Do you know where the temple is by any means?
Oh, yeah. Is it northwest?
Are we heading in the right direction?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know...
Just keep walking.
Yeah.
Just
natural. Okay.
Yeah. You're doing great thus far.
I would like everyone to roll a deception as you're tracing the outlines of the siege. You'll do that with advantage, Nigel.
Okay.
Not my strong suit.
Oh my god, that's awful!
Mine is very good.
Tell us.
My deception is a 24.
All right.
Noise. 11 for me.
Okay.
7.
All right. Good to know. You're tracing the outlines of the siege, and you see how most of them are just standing there, keeping guard, looking up towards the keep. You also see once again how the big shadow of the dragon just once again flies over you. Not doing anything by this point other than flying. You trace around and manage to get to the square on the other side of the keep, taking the main road down. After a while, it takes you about 20 minutes. But you get to the chapel. And... temple with the walls around it, surrounding the temple. You can see how a fine piece of stone building is standing in front of you. You see a large group of individuals trying to break the barricade with some sort of homemade and improvised battering ram.
How many of them are there?
10 people. Or 10 creatures.
10 of them.
You see a very mysterious individual that I haven't seen before. He looks like he has a very conspicuous mask, black of some sort. And you see a black long robe, and he's entirely covered in black. And seems to be the one making the orders.
Right.
I don't like this at all.
Yeah, so stopping a ways away from them.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't really know what to do now, because, I mean, There's a lot of them, and you're not doing very well.
Oh, no, I'm not. I feel quite bad, actually. Unwell, so to say. That's why we need to get in there.
Right, yeah, and I can't. I don't think I can order that guy around. I'm only like a novice, an initiate. I don't think I've got the authority.
Do you think it would be a good idea to try to help them?
Well, like to actually break in there.
Yeah, so we can get in.
But they would presumably then want to murder the people like they have in the streets, yeah? So, you know,
I think take them prisoner or something, yeah.
So I think it's better to not do that, maybe. We could go around and see if there's any back doors or secret entrances.
We could do that, yeah.
Don't you think that they would have thought about that?
They perhaps are less smart than we are. They don't have the knowledge of like how the secret tunnels exist. We could go into nearby buildings and see if there are any secret tunnels from there.
By this point, you also see a patrolling group of 10 kobolds and one what almost looks like a dragon dog-ish all fours, no wings or anything, plus 2 cultists moving at the front side and pacing to the other side of the building.
I straighten my back and hold my scimitar to the side, trying to look like the cultists at the moment I see them.
Yep. So, look, they're patrolling the outside of the building as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we're going to search around there, that's going to be a problem.
But we can say that we're looking for scrap loot, maybe some sort of gold coins that somebody dropped.
We could do, but I mean, it seems flimsy, mate.
Yeah, but, you know, what's your other idea?
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man.
But should we, you know, look through the buildings nearby to see if we can find a secret tunnel?
Oh, we could do, yeah. We could do.
That's actually a good idea.
I think they're trying to break into the building as we speak.
Yeah.
They've got a battering ram.
Yeah.
So, you know, searching buildings will take a while, and when we're done, they might already be in the building.
Oh, you know what? Since you have the robes, and I'm kind of like your bodyguard.
Yeah.
You don't think that we could put on a show of some sort and try to, you know,
distract them?
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we would only distract them for a second and then they would still be back to battering. And
but we could make it quite like a big scene or something, or we can try to tell them that the dragon got sick or that the... I don't know, just...
Great idea. We run up to them. We say that we saw some people using magic and killing cultists over there, having like a panic. And then you can scream that and like just round the corner and then we can slip in maybe?
Yeah, we can tell
how would,
them.
How
tell
would
them
we get in though?
That's a good question. Yeah. Also, there seems to be a guy giving orders.
Yeah.
And you said, right, that they wanted to take some sort of prisoner?
Yeah.
Right, so this could be a good opportunity, right?
Yeah, definitely. But he's, like, there's 3 of us and there's many more of them.
Bunch of guards, yeah.
Yeah. But we did kill 2 with almost no effort.
I reckon if we get a jump on them,
yeah,
we could take out maybe 3 or 4 in one go.
Yeah. How many more would there be left then? I'm bad at math and I don't remember.
Say we take out 3 in one go.
Yeah.
Then there's 7 of them left.
Holy crap.
And then there's another patrol.
Yeah.
With what? Another 10 guys?
And the dragon dog thing without the things, but it looked menacing.
So, I mean, even if we get the jump on them and take out a few, we're still in a world of hurt.
Yeah, we're well and truly fucked. I don't know what to do.
Neither do. Oh, okay. Is my vote is we walk around where the patrol is.
Yeah.
and we try and find a way in over there, maybe? A window, something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Just try and time it right, yeah.
We can try, yeah.
All right, so you want to wait for the patrol?
Yeah, we want to skirt... I'm thinking we want to skirt around the building to, like, the backside, so the main floor.
Do you want to go inside of the walls, or do you want to trace it outside the walls?
I think outside the walls.
Okay. So you... Do you want it to go on the right side or the left side?
The same route that the patrol took, presumably, and stay behind them.
So the left side, yeah, because they're going clockwise.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, we'll go clockwise at the same speed, but you know, behind them.
Right.
So do you?
Are they inside the wall or outside?
They're inside the walls.
Okay.
Can we see them?
Can we get inside the walls?
Not unless you basically get into like. Contact with the ones...
The main force.
Yeah, the main force trying to bettering the, okay. The front gate.
So outside the walls?
Outside the walls, going left. And when we're on the backside, I can try and climb up and see what's going on from there.
Yes.
All right. When you trace the wall outside of the wall and you go around, you can see how... Actually, you know what? All of you make an intelligence check.
Okie dokie.
Just straight int?
Straight int.
Ho ho ho! Smart boy!
Dumb girl.
All right, what you got?
21.
3.
18.
Okay, so I'd say between Nigel and Bernard, you manage... to establish the fact, hearing the troops and kind of peeking over the walls and stuff, that it will take probably around 2 minutes for them to get an entire lapse around.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're pacing and patrolling, but they're doing it quite slowly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you get to the backside, it's a bit of a hill, so the wall is shorter.
Yeah.
At the backside, you peek over and you can see a small group trying to get access to the back door. It consists of two kobolds and two cultists at this point. And as the patrol just goes on the other side and the left side. Disappearing on the other side.
Go.
Kill them now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I take one of the cultists, the right one. You take the left one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And okay. You throw a javelin at one of the small ones.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Three, one, go.
Okay. Go for it. Roll and tax. So what you got?
20 to hit.
16 to hit.
11.
Everyone hits.
Yes.
Noise.
Roll damage.
13 points of damage.
Good to know.
Six.
6 points of damage.
Yep.
5 points of damage.
That's exactly the kobold's HP.
Jesus.
Okay, so you got 6 points of damage, yeah. Bernard. You insta-kill Nigel.
What?
With your shot. And your shot seemed to be hurting a lot.
Yeah.
You kill one of them. Kobolds with your javelin. So with that, let's roll initiative.
Yeah.
I don't want to use that die anymore. Now I'm going to... that one.
25 to 20.
Nope.
My initiative rolls are not great.
20 to 15?
15.
15 to 10.
Really?
Sorry.
Fuck.
Carry us. Daddy.
Right. What you got, both of you?
6.
9.
Okay. Top of the round, Nigel.
Nigel is going to shoot at the injured cultist.
Go for it.
Not sneak attack, presumably.
Yeah.
You would have revealed your position with a...
Could I,
surprise round
could I
you had.
Duck down, hide, move
sure.
10
absolutely.
Feet.
Absolutely, you're yeah, behind okay. a wall, so.
All right, I'm going to do that. So hiding is a million. 24.
Yeah, okay, good. So go ahead and roll with advantage.
That's 20 to hit.
Hits.
And then we've got 12 points of damage.
He did.
With that, you kill the cultist, and there's one kobold standing there.
Okay, so I've got 15 feet of movement left.
Yep.
Can I draw my dagger?
Mm-hmm.
Run. How far away is the cultist? The kobold.
The kobold is about 30 feet away.
30 feet.
Throw the dagger.
No, I can't do that. I've used my bonus action and my action. So that wouldn't be a thing.
Don't throw the dagger.
But I will.
I can let you throw the dagger at the ground.
No, but
this is where I make my stand.
I'll knock another arrow and draw the bow back. Yep. And move over the wall. Okay. And like stalk up towards the kobold, and I'll say in Draconic, mm-hmm. I'll say, "Keep your mouth shut or you're dead."
Why in Scottish?
You'll see.
Oh, it's
a thing.
It's a menacing
thing. No, yeah. The Scots are menacing.
They're a menacing people. You know this. I've been to Edinburgh.
All right. Good to know. With that, it's the kobold's turn. You're going to see him start running.
Fuck. Which direction?
Towards the same side the patrol left.
Okay, cool.
So it's to the left. And he disappears around the corner.
God damn it.
Where did he go?
Bernard. Around the corner. You saw him run there. It's not a complicated...
For you, maybe.
Bernard, it's you.
I run.
Mm-hmm.
Do I see the kobold if I run?
If you run to the left and trying to get a view upon the left side,
yeah,
you see the kobold.
And then I shoot him.
Yes, you also see the patrol about 50 feet in front of him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have they got their backs turned towards the... Thank God.
So I shoot him.
Okay.
Because if I don't, we're fucked.
Or you just have to fight another group.
There are 10 of them, and they have a dog.
Yeah,
I've been murdered by dogs before, if you remember this from season one.
That's what led up to season two.
I'm aware. That's a 20 to hit.
Hits.
And that is a... Ooh.
How much?
Say it ain't so.
4 points of damage.
No!
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm aware.
You shoot the arrow. Oh, the bolt. Sorry.
Yeah.
And as you let it go, it hits into the leg of the kobold that just shrieks out. As you see the other group turning around. What do you want to do?
I want to stand there dumbfounded, doing nothing. I can't do shit.
Okay.
So I... Or did I use my entire movement?
No. You have about 10 feet left.
Okay, cool. Then I run back.
Okay.
Towards my friends.
All right. Toots.
Can he scream if it's not his turn?
Fair point.
Because Toots could javelin the fucker. And he
Go for it. Toot, do you want to move up and javelin?
Yeah, sure. If that's... Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Because all of this is happening at the same time, so logically, you guys could be shoulder to shoulder while you're shooting and she's throwing a javelin at the exact same time.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
So it could
hit.
Change the outcome.
Please hit.
What's the roll?
It's a nat one.
I quit the podcast. I hate this.
I quit life.
Okay.
So, why are we so bad at this game? We've played it a lot.
We have.
Okay.
So that's my turn.
Yeah. As you hit the wall with the javelin.
Yeah.
Although I'm pretty sure it's my turn before the kobold's turn.
It is.
But the javelin hitting the wall presumably made a lot of noise.
You just hear some of the wall just...
Well, that was not supposed to go that way.
Nigel.
Yeah, I'm going to move up.
All right.
And,
You have your arrow loaded?
Yeah, I'm just considering... Can I sneak along the base of the building?
It's 30 feet to get there.
Oh. Oh, well, I can't then.
No. So getting, like, to the other side would also be... No, it's more like 20 feet to get to the actual building from where you're standing.
Right.
But to get to the other side where the kobold is, you have to move about 30 feet to get to the...
Okay, well, screw advantage. I'm just going to run up in the open and take an arrow.
Okay. Go for it.
God. You're so bad at this game.
Oh, God. 11?
It's
yes! 7 points of damage.
Okay, so with that, the javelin hitting the wall, the bolt just getting to the leg of the kobold, as he's starting to shriek out, he gets an arrow to his neck and falls down. I'm going to make a perception check for the other group.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's generous.
that is quite generous.
And you see one of the dragon dog-esque creatures sniffing. And you see one of the cultists turning down to the creature, asking that it's something. As they start moving again. Fucking natural 2 on the perception.
Yes. Oh my god.
Come on, quickly.
Dude, run up, grab the kobold, please.
What? Why?
Because we need to hide him so they don't know anything's amiss.
Oh, I don't like doing that.
Just
but okay.
Throw him over the fucking wall, mate.
Throw him over the fucking wall.
Okay,
There's also 2 cultists and 1 other kobold laying front of the...
But all of the door. Bodies! Do it with all of them! I'll try and get the door in the meantime.
Okay, don't leave without me.
No, of course not!
Never happened before.
Chuck them over there!
All right, so you start carrying the corpses and...
Yeah, with my trunk and... Just
shoving them over the wall. Do you want to go ahead? You feel the door, it seemed to be locked.
Yeah, I'm going to get my thieves' tools out and try and pick it.
Go ahead.
We could just drag them in. I just now realized.
True that. Oh, yes. 26.
Woo.
Oof, a
with a flick of your picks.
Flick of the picks.
You manage to open the door without any trouble whatsoever. It only takes you 2 of a seconds.
It just quietly... I do that 24 thing, you know, that whisper yelling.
Yeah.
Just drags the rest of the corpses inside.
Right, good thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Toot's running up to the rest of the corpses.
Yeah, I'll help as well.
Yeah, me
Dragon,
too.
Dragon, you see an empty armory or vestibule that you're standing in right now. Seems to be not much going on, and there are closed doors leading into the actual main part of the building.
I'll close the door and lock it from the inside.
Okay.
I was just going to say.
All right, so you do. And as you enter or open the door to the main part of the area, you see 10 to maybe 20 different and panicking individuals all over the place. You see how a very vibrant and beautiful fountain is standing in the middle of the room. And everything here is chaos. As you just hear the sound of... against the main door. thank you for listening to Dundice, Dungeons & Dice Appointments, your weekly D&D podcast releasing 5 a.m. Central European Time every Wednesday. Editing and the theme song is made by me, Agnes Rudbo, and music and sound effects are provided by freesfx.co.uk.